We'll continue our learning of Mishnayos and Erevin, Paragimel Mishnah Zayin. Last time we learned, we spoke about whether Yom Tov going into Shabbos has the status of a single Kedusha or two different Kedushos. Rabbi Eliezer felt it has the status of two different Kedushos, and Lachomim felt it has the status, at least Machmas Sofek, has the status of a single Kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now the Mishnah, Paragimel Mishnah Zayin, we'll speak about what happens on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shahaya Yorei Shema Tisaber Ma'arev Odom Shnei Eruvin V'Omer Eruv V'Rishon L'Mizrach U'Bashen L'Marev B'Rishon L'Marev B'Shen L'Mizrach Eruv B'Rishon U'Bashen K'Vnei Iri Eruv B'Shen Rishon K'Vnei Iri. Does Rabbi Yehuda says that Rosh Hashanah, and you're not sure if it will be an Ibra Yor or not? In other words, you just don't know whether the Edom will come. If the Edom comes, then day 30 of Elul is going to be Rosh Hashanah. If the Edom don't come, it will be the first day of the next month. So Rabbi Yehuda says that even though we're not sure what day the Erev, what day they will declare as Rosh Chodesh and thereby Rosh Hashanah, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, but it remains two different Kedushas. So I can make an Erev on day 1 in one direction and Erev on day 2 the second direction. The Chachamim disagree, they don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim hold that the two Kedushos of Rosh Hashanah is considered a single Kedusha. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah considered a single Kedusha, and therefore we're not making the second day of Rosh Hashanah just because of a suffix, which day it was. No. Sometimes the Edom would come in a mincha l'mayil, and there would be no hegem osa yom kodesh or machar kodesh. So therefore, because that would happen even many, many, many years ago, so we treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as being kedusha achas, and because the 2 days are kedusha achas, you can't say that the erev on day one is to the east and the erev on day two is to the west. That's unacceptable, because it's a single Kedusha, it can only go in one direction. Once we're discussing about the status of Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, whether it has a single Kedusha or not, Paragimel Mishnah Ches tells us, V'odam Rabbi Yehuda, Mas Anam Al-Kalkala B'Yom Tov Rishon, V'Ochla B'Sheni. V'Chem Beitza Shenolda B'Rishon, Te'ocha B'Sheni, V'Lo Holdu Lo Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda basically says, let's say I have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and I have, on these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, I have a basket of fruit, and I didn't take off Trumas and Maizes from the fruit. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what you could do? Mas no adam al kalkola. You can make a condition. You could say, you'll take off Trumas and Maizes on Yontif, and you'll say, listen, right, if today is not Yontif, and tomorrow is Yontif, so it's great Truma. If today is Yontif, so I don't mean to take off Truma today. Because it's also to take off Truma, some Maizes, and Yontif. It's some sort of Tikkun Mona, Midrabbanon, some sort of way of fixing the fruit. So that's Bepashtus, the explanation. So we don't take off Truma, some Maizes on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mas na la kalkor bi Yom Tov Rishon v'ochla b'sheni. Since I'm not sure if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Yontev and the second day is Chol, or the second day is Yontev and the first day is Chol, so you can make a condition. Take off Trumas both days and then eat it the second day, because Mamonashach, everything's okay. V'chein, similarly, Beitzer Shanolda b'Rishon te'ocha b'sheni. An egg that was born on day one, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could eat that egg on the second day. Ordinarily, Beitzer Shanolda b'Yontev is going to be Aser. However, in this situation, if the egg is born day one of Rosh Hashanah, it could be that day one of Rosh Hashanah was Yontif. If day one was Yontif, the next day is not Yontif, so you could eat it. However, if day one was not Yontif, so also you could eat it on the second day. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a problem. But lo holdu lo chachamim. The Mishnah tells us that the chachamim do not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. The chachamim say the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not considered only shtei kedushos, it's considered kedusha achas. Once we're discussing whether 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas, it's just worth noting that there seems to be Machlokas Rambam and Ravid. It's actually the last Hasug of the Ravid in Hilchos Erevin as to when we assume that we hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta, right? So it's one single long day, one Kedusha.
Does that mean that if I had the Erev there at the beginning of Bein Hashemesh Lashchus on day one, the Erev will work for day two also? Does the Erev also have to be the beginning of Bein Hashemesh Lashchus of day two? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid. Effectively, do I say that it's considered Yom HaArichta LaHakel?